new, so they are probably doing it mainly for the aesthetic, and they are growing into it and finding their voice. But the bigger groups, if you take groups like Wild Rice, and they are doing cook a pot of curry, it's really aligned with the taste of the audience about immigration issues and all of that. But at the same time, they have their own theatrical class about it as well. So yes, but I feel the pricing of tickets should be better.
Be better.
Should definitely be lower
Okay,
to engage better.
do you think, oh no, what performance styles do you think are consciously explored in Singapore? And what sources are inspiring them?
What performance styles is it? As I told, it's all getting a bit abstract nowadays with very little, and I think it's because of the kind of performance spaces that are there as well. And you have a lot of black boxes now, and you have quite a few black boxes, and so the kind of dramas that come are a little bit like that also, very interactive with the audience, I would say. Very much the gap between the audience and the actor is probably lesser now. It's not I act, I act, I act, I finish, then let's move on kind of it. But I think there's also a place for traditional kind of proper stage acting when they produce works like recreate Shakespeare's works or things like that on stage. So that is definitely there. I don't really look at the style. I look at more at the content part of it. What kind of works and what are the kind of topics that are actually being explored? At least from a playwright's perspective, that's the kind of thing that I look at.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.